It is 7:45. I'm Robert Palacios with KRWG News. In New Mexico, environmental groups have raised alarm about emissions near oil and gas drilling. And it's a problem in Texas too, with foul-smelling fumes, dimmer skies, and increased health concerns. Residents in the southwest corner of the Permian Basin have reported all of these as the oil and gas industry expands. As Mitch Borden reports, concerns about these greenhouse gases and toxic emissions have spurred some citizens to try to keep oil companies accountable themselves, one rig at a time.
Driving along roads in Reeves County near Balmoray, Sharon Wilson is on the hunt.
See, it looks like it's blowing right toward us.
Her target isn't an animal or plant. Instead, she's looking for oil and gas emissions, specifically hydrocarbons like methane, benzene, and other vapors escaping from oil and gas facilities. Today, she's checking out sites owned by the Houston-based Apache Corporation.
Can you smell it? It's definitely pretty stinky. Oh yeah, look here.
Wilson is a part of Earthworks, an environmental advocacy group that says oil and gas operations are threatening the health of people who live in the region. Other than her nose, she uses a special infrared camera to find chemicals the human eye can't see. At a glance, a pipe at a natural gas site may not seem like much.
I'll show you in the camera, all of this equipment along here, you're going to see a lot of air pollution. It's pretty alarming.
Wilson's camera can reveal plumes of smoke pouring into the air, though the camera can't tell the difference between, say, steam or toxic chemicals.
If you're seeing something and it's coming from the equipment on an oil and gas site, then the gases are most likely going to be hydrocarbons, no matter what the industry tries to tell us. It's certainly not cotton candy.
Now, there's a certain amount of emissions oil and gas sites are allowed to legally discharge. Apache Corporation maintains they stay within emission standards. But in general, Wilson and Earthworks say operators in Texas aren't being monitored enough.
Nobody's measuring it. The state does not go out and measure it. The state is not out here doing air testing.
I often get asked, why are we not finding these? Supposedly there's so many leaks out there. Well, it's because the dominant leaks occur where you're not looking.
Dr. Gunnar Schad is a professor at Texas A&M and studies the atmosphere. He says regulators aren't keeping up with the Texas oil industry when it comes to hydrocarbon leaks. The Texas Commission on Environmental Quality, or TCEQ, disagrees. It's the department in charge of monitoring emissions discharged by completed wells and refineries. In a statement, TCEQ told Marfa Public Radio it does routine inspections of oil and gas sites, but also allows companies to do their own assessments. If a company performing a self-evaluation reports a violation, it is immune from any penalties. To Dr. Schad, these safeguards aren't doing the job. He says there's evidence that too many greenhouse gases and toxins are escaping from facilities.
Fixing this problem is relatively easy. You do what the prior administration has suggested, namely, you look for where the biggest leaks are and you fix those.
For this to work, regulators like TCEQ would need to go to every site and do inspections.
Right now, that's not being done. There's not going to be much response from the regulatory side unless people speak up and say, this pad over here, I think, has a lot of emissions because I wake up with a bloody nose every morning or I smell it all the time.
In an email, a TCEQ official wrote, if a leak is an imminent threat to health or to the environment, they'll respond within 24 hours or less. Before late 2016, there wasn't really any oil development around Balmoray. It was known for its pristine natural springs and clear skies. Now, some individuals are claiming emissions are affecting their health and the region's skies are getting murkier as oil development ramps up.
When the sun was going down, I saw the smoke on the air, and it was like a clear sky, but this was a different kind of smoke.
Alfredo Gutierrez is a truck driver from Chicago who hauls freight all over the country. He's describing the dense haze that sometimes hangs low in the sky around Balmoray.
You see this in a city, probably a big city like Dallas, Houston, but not in here with nothing around. This is a really contaminated place.
There's no way to tell where the haze is coming from because there's little to no data on the air quality in the southern Permian Basin and Big Bend. That's about to change, though. Later this month, Dr. Gunnar Schad will begin a year-long project tracking emissions around Reeves County. This study should establish a baseline record of air quality for future research and help form a better picture of how the oil and gas industry is affecting the southern Permian Basin. In Balmoray, I'm Mitch Borden.